Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
When it comes to South Africa's tourism sector, we are all well aware of the ravaging effects that the lockdown as well as ongoing restrictions have had on this environment. So much so that they continue to raise ongoing concerns, and we do see a wide variety of business groups forming lobby groups coming together to remove South Africa off of the red list of key trade partners such as the UK. To help us unpack this as well as other developments that have taken place within the tourism space, we join on the line by Chifua Chibengwa, CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa. And Dr. Chibengwa, always good to speak to you, and thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. I guess let's start with first things first, just understanding the status quo and where we are at the moment regarding countries who have removed South Africa off of their travel bans versus those that we currently in negotiation with.
Well, good evening to you and to your listeners, and thank you for having me. The status quo has slightly improved from the last time we spoke. I remember last time we spoke, we were on different level of lockdown whereby people were not even allowed to travel in and out of Gauteng province. So from the domestic front, there has been an improvement. We know that we are now open. We are anticipating that we're going to have a bumper weekend because it's a long weekend. But from the international side of things, there has been slight improvement with Germany opening up for their citizens to be able to travel to South Africa, followed by Canada and Northern Netherlands is looking into that, and many other countries, including Switzerland, looking at us differently than the way they used to look at us. So that is good news from that front, but there's still a lot of work ahead to make sure that we get those numbers of tourists coming into South Africa and recreating the jobs and entrepreneurs going back to work and so forth and so on. However, we still have an issue with the UK.
Yes.
We've seen the announcement that they've made last Friday, and the fact that we don't believe that the announcement they made is scientific. And
let's remind the listeners of that announcement, and that announcement is that they do not want to remove South Africa from the red list, if I'm not mistaken. So still restricting, imposing travel restrictions for South Africans coming to the UK and UK citizens traveling to South Africa.
No, absolutely. And, the biggest part is that, yes, you can travel to the UK, but you're going to have to stay at a quarantine at a cost of just over £2,000 for 10 days. So that's a lot of money, 40 plus thousand rands that you need to spend to just stay in quarantine, and you have to go through various testing. So effectively, they're saying they don't even think of coming here. We don't even want to send our citizens into your country. So that's still a challenge, and we've been battling it out with the authorities that are involved, and the fact that there's still restriction is still a problem. You know, whichever way the restrictions come, the fact that there are scientists in the UK who recommend that South Africa should be cautious about South Africa, I think is problematic, and it needs to be resolved as soon as possible. So that is one place that we still have a problem, and the reason why we have a problem, because at least I can say why the UK. The UK is our top market. We receive over 400,000 pre-pandemic tourists that come to South Africa. Every week, that equates to about 181 million into our economy. So it's a significant market. There are many, many other markets that may look like they are bigger geographically, but the UK, because of the ties with South Africa, there's a lot of friends and family that live in both countries. So there are lots of ties, and a lot of people would want to travel, especially during the holiday season. And that is why we have been relentless in making sure that we open up that market, not only for tourism, but also for investments.
Help us understand the implications here, because we are seeing that in the media there have been many raving concerns about the long-term and lasting impact of this ban and other travel bans and the impact on the tourism environment in South Africa. What could these be?
Look, because we have so much history with the UK, which is well known by many of us, and I've said that, we lose about 181 million, or if the UK is open and we're receiving tourists, we'll gain 181 million every week. It's significant in tourism industry because this is the spend that is that goes into establishments, hotels, it goes into attractions, it goes into entrepreneurs who do shuttle services, it goes to Uber, and many, many other hail riding and restaurants and whoever is within the value chain of tourism. So it's quite significant that we get this market coming back. When we don't have it, it means that there's a gap. And that gap simply means that there's a whole lot more people that are not going to return to work fast enough or earn the salaries that they used to earn pre the pandemic, and also the entrepreneurs that were servicing some of these clients are not able to go back to work. So that equates to food on the table. It equates to a child going to school, paying for transport and so forth and so on. It equates to buying uniform and many other things, rent, water, electricity and so forth and so on. So it's quite important for us. It's a significant market, and we know that once we open to that market, you know, there will be a ripple effect to other markets that are still close to South Africa. But that one is key for us to open up.
And Dr. Chibengwa, before we wrap up, we've often discussed some of the interventions that need to be put in place, not only in terms of mentorship support, opening up of borders, but of course also funding. I'm keen to understand if we've seen additional elements or additional proponents to unlock capital to keep businesses in the tourism and hospitality sector alive.
Look, I think what we're seeing now is that businesses have been on a survival mode for the past 18 to 20 months. They've taken up loans. They've tried to stay afloat. Right now, taking more loans just means that, you know, you just go deeper into debt, and the risk of liquidations are higher in that perspective. So a lot of businesses want to go back to work. Our interest as a tourism industry is to open up markets, to get more tourists moving, both locally and those that are coming from within the region and internationally. We want that to continue to happen because we know what it means. In terms of further support, you know, the fiscal is constrained. We haven't seen further support since the pandemic began. We have even seen many small businesses shying away from the government guarantee loan scheme, meaning that it didn't really offer much of the relief that they sought. So we're going to have to rebuild from ground up, and we're going to have to make sure that, you know, businesses themselves support each other by giving each other clients and also helping each other to make sure that, you know, that entrepreneur who used to own one kumbi to draft the tourist, you know, is given an opportunity again to drive tourists. The tour guide is given an opportunity again, and the chef and the cook and those that have worked along the value chain of tourism will be given an opportunity to do what they do best. Mm. And that's what we can rely on. We have to be self-sufficient. We can't rely on loans. Otherwise, the loans will distress the industry going forward.
Indeed. Thank you so much for your time, sir. Ndolebwanga Manda Kodzimnene. That's Chifiwa Chibengwa. He's the CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, helping us really get some clarity on the current landscape of the tourism environment, especially in light of the fact that business, as well as several lobby groups, have been reaching out to markets specifically like the UK to remove South Africa off of the red list. In other words, removing the requirement to quarantine should one travel to that particular environment, which does come at a very hefty cost. But unfortunately, those particular efforts not proving to be fruitful at the moment, and still seeing the UK government imposing that red list zone for South African tourists traveling to that particular market.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.